So good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Airstream Chronicles podcast. I'm the site host, Rich Charpentier, and as always, thanks for stopping by and hanging out for a little while. So today, things are a little different for those of you listening on the audio podcast over at Anchor FM or at any of the other podcast streaming services that I'm connected to. You're missing out on part of this because today I'm actually on screen on video. So hey there. For those of you watching on YouTube, I do a daily podcast Monday through Friday, so I do weekdays and I skip the weekends, and we talk about mobile living, full-time RVing, mobile tech, and how to do it all from inside an Airstream. So you're looking right now at the interior of the Airstream. So this is a 25-foot Safari 2004 that was purchased in 2004, and here we are in 2018. And gotta say, over time, things break down and stuff. We've been talking over the past couple weeks about some hot water heater issues that I've had here. And the hot water heater issues continue. So we had the second new heater put in that was working well for a day and then has started leaking water again. So we've had a carbon monoxide poisoning incident. We've had multiple leaks and we're still without real hot water. So we're coming up on almost a month of this nonsense, and hopefully today we can get that figured out. So there's one of the realities of living full-time in an RV. Beyond that, normally Mondays we talk business. So I work full-time from my Airstream. I do web design, I do drone flight, and several other things like search engine optimization. And this is my workspace. So I've got my two computer monitors here in front of me, one an iMac and the other one just an extension, a monitor to see what I'm up to. So I'm looking at the screen right now and I'll show you through it. So for the start of the work week, I do have several client projects going on. And I got an email this morning. I'm signed up with several services for drone work. And I got one this morning that caught my attention. It's for a real estate project up in the Williams, Arizona area. So this would be something that's close enough to where I'm at that I might consider doing it. But taking a look at this one, I said, this is definitely a no-go. This person has two parcels of land that are 36 acres each. So right there, we're looking at 72 acres. That's a pretty sizable flight. They would like a complete overview of the land from the roadways and perimeters of the property. They'd like a video of this as well. They would like production completed with music and transitions from one scene to the next. They want a bid for both parcels, and their budget's $100. So number one, Williams is about an hour drive away from me. Number two, when I do commercial work, I do have liability insurance, and that costs me on an hourly basis. So I'd be investing like probably $30 for the insurance alone. So $30 for the insurance, 1 hour of driving up, 1 hour of driving back. So we've got 2 hours dedicated plus a couple of hours of being on location to shoot everything that this person wants, because this is a sizable property with smaller drones, so don't fool yourself about that. This is going to be a little bit of time. Recently, I did some 3D modeling work over on my YouTube channel, and that 3D modeling work was a parcel much smaller than this 72 acres, and that took several batteries of flight, so, you know, that's a good amount of time being out there. So it's well over an hour of being on location. So $100 is the budget, minus $30 for my insurance now gets me $70, minus 2 hours of drive time. Not worth going to this property at all. So it's still, people don't understand, you know, what can and can't be done with drones. That's not to pick on anybody or anything. That's just being really honest, you know. $100 drone flight for 72 acres, clearly on parcels that you're probably looking to sell or something. $100 is not even scratching the surface, so I probably wouldn't think about going up to this for anything under at least $500. And if they want video with music and transitions, there's more hours of editing as well. So that's the reality of drone piloting. So drones can definitely bring a lot more to the table, but people have to have realistic expectations about the pricing. Looking at this on the website, two people have already placed bids on doing this job, so I'm not even going to touch it. So that was my interesting work email for the morning. So definitely not worth the drive up, and hopefully someone who gets in touch with this person and puts a bid in can say, you're actually looking for a good bit of time here, and $100 for two parcels, the size of the parcels and the location of the parcels, you're going to need to rethink your budget just a little bit. So there you go. So over the weekend, what else have I been doing? I've actually been doing more work stuff. And, you know, when you're a full-time RVer and you're a small business owner, home is the office, is the kitchen, etc. So you always end up doing more work than you planned on for the weekend. You're going to have a little more fun for the weekend. But the office space is right here. So, you know, you plop down in the chair for a few minutes and suddenly you find yourself working on stuff and you told yourself you were going to take the weekend off. So that doesn't always happen. So over the weekend, I spent a lot of time playing around with the new Luminar 3. So it's a photo editing program from a company called Skylum. I've been using Luminar for a while now, and over this weekend I put together a new video series that I'm not posting yet. So Luminar is launching on December 18th, and I have access to the early version because I actually am an affiliate of Skylum. I signed up for their affiliate program a few weeks back because I was very, very excited about Luminar 3 because it now has a new library function and might be challenging Lightroom in the not too distant future. It's definitely not challenging Lightroom today. After all of my testing and trying out Luminar this weekend, I did several videos. I did videos of me actually working with it. So completely unscripted, no talking points, just me feeling my way through the program. Because a lot of people do that when they open up a new software package, right? You kind of feel your way through it. And then you go watch the YouTube videos and tutorials. So there are dozens and dozens and dozens of new tutorials out there on Luminar on how to use it. And everyone's super excited, you know, with the new library management. And as I went through it, I came out on the other side. I'm not super excited. So I like Luminar as an editor. I like Luminar as a plugin to Lightroom. And after experimenting with Luminar's new libraries features, I'm super sorry to say that they actually disappointed me. So in my own personal workflow, for how I handle a lot of photographs when I come back from shoots, Luminar's not adding enough to speed things up for me. As a matter of fact, with their new library management system, it actually slows my particular workflow down. Now, does that mean that over time, if I just work strictly with Luminar, things would improve as I got used to it? The answer is a resounding no. So there's not enough there yet as far as their library management. For people who aren't managing thousands and thousands of photos, the new library management on Luminar might just be what you need and nothing more. If you're handling a lot of photos, it's definitely not there yet. It is a great editor, so don't get me wrong, and especially for the prices that they're offering right now for the early sign-up, it's something good to put in your arsenal, I think. But if you're really serious about photography and editing and streamlining your process, I can't recommend it at all yet. So the videos that I've done are on hold, and I'm going to put them out once the 18th passes, when everyone else gets a copy of it. The reason for that is I got this through being a Luminar affiliate, and I'm not putting up any affiliate links on the videos that I'm going to be doing. So I got a little advanced preview, and I'm trying to be a good guy and not put out some negative stuff while they're building the hype for it. Like I said, it's a good editor. But the library functionality for anyone who's seriously used Lightroom, and manages a lot of photography. I know that you're going to come down in the same space that I have, that they have not made streamlining your workflow a priority yet. Now, they're saying that they're going to put out more updates from now through July. And if the updates come out as promised, I might just be recommending it. So, you know, check out the channel and you'll hear in a couple months my changing feelings on Luminar. So, yeah, there was some of my work for the weekend. I built three 20-minute long videos showing through everything. And those will be going up on December 18th. And they'll be in a new channel on my YouTube channel as well. Well, not a new channel, a new playlist. So I'm going to make a playlist dedicated to photo editing, and I'll pack those three down in there so you can get a look at them. And so for the folks on the podcast, yeah, I'm actually sitting here looking at the camera right now and giving another wave to everybody on YouTube. So I've got plenty of work cut out for this morning, and now I'm going to play around with the editing of this video to see how this has come out. And if this is an interesting format where I record a video that goes along with the podcast, I'm not sure. It's a lot of extra work, and the podcast is a great way to have a conversation for the morning, to talk through whatever items we want to talk through, and then move on quickly. Whenever you introduce video, you introduce more editing time. So for those of you thinking about doing this kind of stuff from the road, just keep in mind when you start doing the video, you're going to be dedicating a lot more time to your podcast or your vlog or whatever it is. So the moment video comes in, double or triple the amount of work time that you're going to have to deal with this stuff in post-processing. All right, everyone, I need to get to work because I'm going to play with this video for a few minutes. When I'm done with that, I've got work for Sundance One RV Resort down in Casa Grande. So they sent me some stuff over the weekend too. So I'm going to get on that first thing this morning. And then I've got to get back to my regular ongoing maintenance clients' work because there's a lot of stuff going on in December and a lot of updates, including the new WordPress 5.0 Gutenberg. If you haven't heard about it, it's out there now. So you might want to take a look into that. So for all my clients, I deal with that stuff for them. They don't have to worry about it. It happens behind the scenes, and their website continues on happily doing the job that it's supposed to, reaching new potential customers for them and getting their message out there. All right, everyone. As always, thanks for stopping by and spending a little time. The intro and the exit music, of course, are licensed through soundstripe.com, and I've got a link to Soundstripe down in the show notes. And finally, at the end of this podcast, there will be another sponsor message from Flipboard.com. And yes, I have been trying out Flipboard since they became one of the sponsors of the site. And actually, last week, Flipboard helped me find some news about the new WordPress 5.0. So that was really useful. And I'm still continuing to learn how to use Flipboard more, but it's now part of my morning routine, including the routine of putting these podcasts together for you. All right, we'll see you all tomorrow on Tech Talk Tuesday.